This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Frankie Boyer. Join me for Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. The series navigates the landscape of the dynamic cannabis industry, from science-driven and published research on the health benefits of this dietary phytocannabinoid, the most prolific array of renewable resource products. Cannabis Talk A to Z.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. It's Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And very excited to have on today someone who has really and truly been a pioneer in the cannabis industry. I think we all need to hear how this industry evolved. And Chris Crane is our guest. He is the founder of Forefront, and he now serves as president of Forefront. His background is absolutely fascinating because he was really trying to get people to become educated about medical cannabis years ago, and was associate director of Normal from 2000 to 2005, and executive director of Students for Sensible Drug Policy. And he currently serves on the National Cannabis Industry Association Board of Directors. And Chris, you have had quite the journey, and welcome. It's a real pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Let me go back to the early days in the cannabis industry for you. What was the power that led you to where you are today? What was it?
So, well, it's a great question. So for me, it really started at quite a young age. My father suffered from a very rare genetic form of emphysema, and he found tremendous relief from cannabis when I was quite young. He passed away when I was 8 years old. I mean, it sounds counterintuitive to a lot of folks today that somebody would use cannabis for a lung condition, but we know today that cannabinoids are vasodilator. They help open up the lung sacs and help you draw air. So for somebody with a condition like that, it's very helpful. If you were around today, you would use some sort of vaporizer, but that technology didn't exist in the mid-80s. So it was something that really stuck with me as I went through drug education programs in high school and started learning more about the way that we approach cannabis and cannabis policy. It really became clear to me that this was something that we needed to that needed to be available for particularly patients in need, but also as I looked more into it, started to realize what a debacle cannabis prohibition had been and how many lives had been ruined, how many tax dollars had been wasted on needless enforcement, and sort of dedicated my life at that point to helping to reform our nation's cannabis laws. Yeah, at that point, there was no industry to speak of. It really was about making sure that patients had access to the medicine that helped them and that people were not being arrested for their choice to use a substance that is, demonstrably less dangerous than alcohol or tobacco.
Yes, yes. I'm loving that mission. And the more that I've been doing this radio show, in the 2.5 years we've been on air, we're hearing extraordinary stories, and we're reading and seeing documentaries. And I had the good pleasure of meeting Ricky Lake a couple of weeks ago when she was in Boston for Weed the People. And I encourage everyone to see this documentary because it really shows how powerful using medical marijuana, medical cannabis, with other therapies or without, depending on your choice, but what a difference it makes in most patients' lives. And it was so magnificently done.
It's a terrific documentary. I also highly recommend it. And it's great to have a voice like Ricky Lake, who's, you know, who is well-known and generally well-respected, coming out and speaking out on this issue. When Sanjay Gupta did the weed special for CNN, that was a real game changer.
Yes.
For this issue. Gave it credibility in the eyes of a lot of people that otherwise may have been skeptical, and I think Weed the People does something very similar.
So one of the things that you have done is you've been able to take your passion and your avocation and make it your vocation today. And it sounds like it's been an easy road, but dealing with the politics dealing with the politics of Massachusetts 6 years later, six and a half years later, we are at a point where we're finally seeing medical marijuana clinics opening up and a few recreational as well, but it has taken 6.5 years for something that we, the people, voted six and a half years ago, Chris.
It's pretty astounding. I mean, I will say, I've dealt with this in states across the United States. The delays have not been a Massachusetts-specific problem, but they have been particularly bad in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is pretty famous for its bureaucracy, and I think that's been a big part of the issue here in Mass. But it took a painfully long time to get the medical program up and running, and unfortunately, it's been similarly slow for the adult use stores. Some
yes.
are now open, as you mentioned, and we are starting to see progress. But by way of comparison, Massachusetts passed its adult use initiative in November of 2016. That election. Nevada also passed its adult use law via ballot initiative in the same election, same exact day. And Nevada had adult use stores operational July of 2017. It took 2 years after that before we started seeing stores open in Massachusetts. So it's been a painfully slow process.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. You have opened a dispensary in Massachusetts called Mission. And explain to us the name and then explain to us what Mission is, because I have to tell you, I was so impressed with your facility. And more importantly, impressed with the people.
Well, thank you. That last part really, really makes me happy, because that is, that is really what we're all about. Like we take pride in building really beautiful facilities, and we're very proud of the look and the feel and the aesthetic that we've been able to create at our Mission dispensaries. The one that you saw was our one that we are, it's actually still not technically open. It is about to open in Worcester. Our staff is hired and trained and ready to go. We're just waiting on one last final sign off, because the bureaucracy in Massachusetts never fully ends.
You're kidding.
It's constant. But it will be open this month. We're extremely close. But we do have Mission branded stores that look and feel very much like what you just saw open as well in some other places. We have one in Chicago, Illinois. We have in Allentown, Pennsylvania, a couple in Maryland, one in Phoenix, Arizona. And we chose the name Mission because we really consider ourselves a mission-driven company. That for us, this is about more than just providing cannabis to those in need, although that is incredibly important. But it's been about making sure that it's done in a way that is highly professional, that is always patient or customer-centric, that is ingrained with it as a member of its community, that we really are about more than just the business, but really about fostering a sense of community in our stores. So we are extremely diligent and picky in how we hire folks and who we hire. Anybody who goes through an interview process with us has to be happy, humble, and hardworking. Like if they can't check those three boxes in the first 10 minutes of their interview, like they don't get further than that. We're not looking for somebody who could just be working in any other retail store, but really somebody who shows a great deal of compassion and passion for medical cannabis and for talking to people about medical cannabis and about cannabis and how it can benefit them. We have a very intensive training program. I think we've spent more time and resources on building our training program and our ability to scale culture than probably anybody in the industry. And so when you say you were really impressed with the people, that's something I really take to heart, because that's a big part of the goal that we have is to make sure that everybody who walks into one of these Mission dispensaries you know, they feel great because it looks and
yes.
the place looks and feels awesome, right? And it feels welcoming, but also the way that they're treated from the moment they interact with the person at reception to the sales associate or the patient care consultant that they're working with, you know, all the way to the way they're greeted, and greeted goodbye on the way out the door. We want it to be a really excellent experience where they feel valued, where they feel cared for every step of the way.
When we come back, we'll continue with Chris and his story, because it's such a great story of what he's doing. Chris Crane is our guest today on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Chris, what's the best website for people to find out more about all of the different ventures and things that you're working on?
Sure. So to find out what we're doing at the parent level, folks can go to forefrontventures.com. So it's the numeral 4 and then frontventures.com. If they want to find out anything about what we're doing at Mission or find the closest Mission store to them, you can go to Mission Can. So we're Mission Can, C-A-N, missioncan.com.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And it's not often that we get to talk to a cannabis dispensary founder, and that's exactly what Chris Crane is. Forefront is his company, and the name of the dispensaries in various parts of the country is called Mission, soon to open here in the Boston area, in Worcester, outside of Boston. And Chris, it's such a pleasure to have you with us, and to have someone who is so passionate about educating us about the powers and how lives are changed. And I want to talk about a subject that is near and dear to you, because I had the good fortune of seeing Mary Janes, the woman of weed, at Mission last month, and it was a wonderful documentary. But it brings the question of how, as an owner, as someone who is very much involved in a cutting-edge company, how do we bring the diversification and the women and the different colors of the world into these industries? Because it just seems to be a real big problem.
It is. So, and there's sort of multiple levels where this needs to be addressed. So, and first off, I think for the owners of these businesses, the first and most important thing you can do is to make sure that as you're hiring for your stores, that the staff, and that doesn't just mean entry-level staff, that means everybody up all the way through the general manager of the store, reflects the demographics of the community that you're serving. If you want the customers, the patients that come into your stores to feel like they're talking to folks that understand them, that understand what they go through on a day-to-day basis, that understand their communities. So we've placed a real emphasis on making sure that the folks that we do hire are reflective of the communities that we're serving. So that's, you know, that's number one. But that's certainly not all. I think the state of Massachusetts is doing a really good job of trying to address the issue of what we generally refer to as social equity, meaning, you know, there are communities that have been disproportionately impacted by cannabis prohibition, particularly inner city communities of color. When you look at cannabis arrests, they have been predominantly people of color and predominantly young people of color. It's actually been predominantly young men of color in particular, who are the bulk of cannabis arrests. And, you know, if we wind up ending cannabis prohibition and have an industry that is almost entirely made up of, you know, basically rich white guys, then we haven't done a really good job of ending prohibition or of really remedying the most egregious harms and ills that prohibition brought us. So we need to find ways to encourage not just employment, but ownership amongst those communities that have been most disproportionately harmed and impacted by prohibition. And Massachusetts has a very strong social equity program that encourages ownership amongst these populations, so people of color, women, people who have prior convictions for cannabis offenses. California is doing something similar. And we're seeing this become more and more a part of the conversation as states now look to legalize through state legislatures. This was the issue that made it difficult to get legalization passed in New York. It didn't go far enough when it came to the social justice and equity provisions. And even at the federal level, we're seeing somebody like Senator Cory Booker say that he is not going to sign on to the STATES Act this year, which would essentially recognize the legality of state laws, because it does nothing to address the most egregious harms caused by the war on drugs and cannabis prohibition and doesn't do much for justice reinvestment. So it's a conversation that we're starting to have at a political level that we weren't having just a few years ago.
Yes.
And I think it's going to become, you know, sort of the central issue, particularly in these Democratic-leaning states that are looking to legalize through the state legislature, that have diverse populations that are just not going to support legalization without a, you know, without a real commitment to diversity and equity.
As someone who has been involved in the movement, your finger is on the pulse, you're an active participant in dispensaries in this country, what's going to happen in 5 years? 5 years from now, we're having this conversation.
That's a great question, and honestly, I don't think I could give you a great answer there. You know, a lot is dependent. I think a lot is really dependent on what happens in the 2020 elections, not just the presidential elections, but the congressional elections. So I think, you know, in the short term, we're likely to see reforms along the lines of the Safe Banking Act. And maybe 280E reform, and so that businesses are that cannabis businesses are taxed the way that other businesses are taxed, that they have access to the banking system. And you may see something like the STATES Act, which would essentially recognize the legality of these state laws while not necessarily changing federal law. I don't see the current makeup of Congress, particularly the Senate and the administration, going for full legalization, but it's possible that we have a different makeup of Congress and a different administration in 2021. And if that's the case, you know, the Democratic Party over just the last really 2 years has moved really far on this issue, way further than they were during the Obama administration. So I'm optimistic that that we can move towards some sort of major reform in the next couple of years. On the business side, you know, unfortunately, I do think that what we are going to continue to see is more and more consolidation and more large companies continuing to come in and dominate the space. You know, we're seeing more mergers of larger companies. We have engaged in some of this ourselves, even at Forkland. We're merging with a company out of Washington State that we think is the best producer that we've seen in the space. It's a little bit different than most of the other mergers, but you know, we've seen things like Ianthus and MPX, two large companies, get together. Harvest just recently bought Verano, also two large companies. MedMen is in the process of buying PharmaCann, also two large national companies. And just yesterday, the biggest deal in cannabis business history was announced, that Canopy Growth, the largest marijuana company in the world, worth over $15 billion out of Canada, has an agreement to purchase Acreage, which is one of the largest, if not the largest, companies in the United States, for $3.5 billion. Now, that deal will go through only when federal prohibition changes or the laws change in the United States and a Canadian company can own U.S. assets. But it's a $3.5 billion acquisition between two major companies, and I think we're going to see more consolidation in the industry as more and more money gets starts getting into the industry.
There's so much to talk about and not a whole lot of time left, but I want to get your take on, you know, I try very hard when we do these shows that are heard all over the country. We're so blessed that the show is growing. This cannabis show, Cannabis Talk A to Z, is growing. Oh, we're out of time. I'm going to have you back because we need to talk more about this important business piece and if there's still money to be made and how it all works. But in the meantime, I will get you on the local show because when Worcester opens, that's going to be very exciting. Congratulations on that. For more information, people can find you at, go ahead.
They can find us at missioncan.com. And I would just mention, you know, Worcester's not our only store in Massachusetts. We also own the Healthy Farms brand, which actually the Healthy Farms store in Georgetown, Mass. will be converting to a Mission branded store, and that one should be opening for all of those.
Awesome. Congratulations. Thank you so much, Chris. And we'll be back.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to D, an educational odyssey, and joining us is CV Sciences advisor, Dr. Michael D. Lewis. He's an MD, Master's in Public Health, an MBA, an FACPM, an FACN. I mean, it goes on and on and on. He's an expert on nutritional intervention for brain health, particularly the prevention and rehabilitation of brain injuries. And in 2012, upon retiring as a colonel after 31 years in the U.S. Army, and thank you for your service, Doctor, he founded the nonprofit Brain Health Education and Research Institute. And it's always such a pleasure to have you with us. Are you
it's
there,
great
Doctor?
To be with you, Frankie. I am. Can you?
I can.
I wasn't sure. You were going on and on.
There's so much for you to talk. There's so much to talk about with you because there's so many issues. We just talked to a very responsible dispensary owner who owns several dispensaries in the New England area, or in Maryland, in Chicago, in Arizona. This is someone who is who watched his father die from a very rare form of emphysema, and used the only thing that relieved him in the 80s was cannabis. How shocking, but it opened up the airwaves for him to breathe better. So, and it is shocking to hear that cannabis did that, because so many people think, how could it possibly have any beneficial good for emphysema? But it does. We've really have so much misinformation, and now that the Farm Bill has been passed, it really is the Wild West out there, Dr. Lewis. It really is. But I want to go back to your specialty for just a moment, because we are not seeing concussions on just athletes anymore. I actually went into my apartment yesterday and walked into my door stuck, and I thought it was open, and I walked into a corner of the other part of the door, the other side, and the ledge, and it looks like someone punched me in the eye today. It's pretty bad. Those kinds of things happen, though. We bang our heads, we bang our eyes. We get stunned. We're in car accidents. We fall down. We bang our heads all the time. So,
well, in spite of what, you know, you hear in the press, it's not just American football, is it?
No, it's not. And you know what the first thing I did yesterday?
Hopefully you took your fish oil and CBD.
That's exactly what I did. That's exactly
well,
what I did.
Well, you and I have had enough conversations those are the first two things that I recommend for my patients. And, you know, some people, you know, the fish oil is usually pretty easy convincing. The CBD sometimes takes a little bit of effort.
And why still, with all of this information about the endocannabinoid system, why are we still not, what are we missing here? Why are we missing the boat? What's the disconnect, in your opinion?
Well, it's two things. One is we didn't know we had a endogenous cannabinoid system within our own bodies until fairly recently. And so it's something that wasn't even really discovered until after I had graduated medical school, and I don't think I'm that old. The other thing is, of course, the best interaction with our cannabinoid system, and the reason why it ended up being called cannabinoids, is because the cannabis. And with the prohibition against cannabis for the last 70, 80 years, it's that and putting it as a Schedule I drug from the FDA, that has made research really, really difficult. And so we don't have the science behind it, even though it's been used by every major culture throughout the history of mankind.
We're talking tens of thousands of years.
Every major culture, going back to the, you know, whether, you know, pick your culture, Greeks, Persians, Indian, Chinese, it just goes on and on and on.
Right. When did you first become aware that the omega-3 essential fatty acids in fish oil could be effective in treating concussions and more serious brain injuries?
Well, as you mentioned, I spent a career in the Army, and my last duty station was at Walter Reed National Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. And now a war's going on, and you're around wounded warriors, and I got the thing of what could I do to help? And I kind of put two and two together, came up with some odd number, and I went to the head of research at Walter Reed and asked, is anybody looking at use of omega-3s, like from fish oil, to help our soldiers recover from traumatic brain injury? And the answer was, no, why don't you? And that was about 10, 12 years ago, and kind of been on a mission ever since.
And you love the fish oil combined with the CBD, and people will say, but if you're taking fish oil, do you really need the CBD? And they're totally, it's like saying to someone, if you eat an apple, well, then why would you want an orange? Because you just had an apple, but they're totally different fruits.
They are. Now, one of the ways omega-3s actually work is by promoting and stimulating our cannabinoid system, and coincidentally. It's something we're just starting to figure out and understand. And they're very closely related, omega-3s and omega-6s and our cannabinoids. So they're very closely related, but I can tell you from my experience with patients, they come back usually and say, within a couple of days, wow, that fish oil stuff really helped, it's great, but that little CBD pill has been life-changing. And, you know, 'cause it decreases anxiety and helps with sleep and helps with so many things. If you decrease your anxiety, you can focus better. And so I think it's really, really important.
How much fish oil should we be consuming, in your opinion? Because I know that I just had a blood work done yesterday, and I know that I had an omega-3 profile done. I know that for me, I need DHA and EPA because my body does not convert DHA. So I'm one of those rare, it's like one in a few million, and I'm one of them. So I have to.
I always knew you were unique.
I have to take extra. I have to take extra DHA, and I take a lot of fish oil, but my body from my blood test shows that I'm very deficient in it, and so I need to constantly take it. So how do we know where we go with CBD and if someone is out there saying, well, I take a little fish oil, how do you know what the amount is for you, and how do we find the sweet spot for both the CBD and the fish oil?
Well, fish oil we can measure, like you said, that you've got, you can test it in your blood. But what the FDA tells us, what they call generally recognized as safe levels of EPA and DHA, is up to 3,000 milligrams a day. And most people, on average, consume only about 100, not 3,000. And so that gives us plenty of room for supplementation. So a couple of fish oil capsules in the morning is great. Now, when I'm seeing patients and need to address a head injury situation, then I actually do that dose, and I want to do a loading dose. I do it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I triple that up. Now, CBD is a little bit different. You actually, lower doses in CBD are actually tend to be better, but I tend to start people off with a plus CBD oil capsule in the morning, or a gel cap, actually, in the morning and in the evening. And see if it makes you sleepy or groggy during the day, don't take it in the morning, just take it at night. And everybody's different. It's hard to find that individual dose for it's much easier to just blanket across the board about fish oil, but CBD has to be, you got to find your own dose, your own individual
dose. Yes. And there are days, I will tell you, there are days that I need more than other days. And if
we bounce back and forth. It's about balance, and we're, you know, balance changes, and I don't mean physical balance. I mean, you know, emotional balance and everything else, biochemical balance changes minute to minute. really. So,
yeah,
you know, day to day, you didn't sleep so well or something's really...
That's exactly right, right. So let's give out the website. We have to take a quick break. Let's give out the website for Plus CBD, and we'll be back in just a moment. What's the best website people should go to, Doctor?
It's pluscbdoil.com. Pretty straightforward.
And we'll be right back with our doctor, extraordinary doctor, Dr. Michael D. Lewis. Stay tuned. He's an advisor for CB Sciences. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Joining us today is Dr. Michael G. Lewis, an MD, Master's in Public Health, an MBA, an CPM, an FACN, and it goes on and on and on. And we're talking about the use of essential fatty acids. And people may not realize that hemp is an essential fatty acid, Doctor.
Well, yes and no. I mean, there are essential fatty acids in hemp, which is, I think, more accurate to
okay,
say.
So it's a source.
It can be a source of. It's actually, I know this term gets used and abused all the time, and it drives me nuts. But honestly, at least until the next big thing comes along, I would say that hemp is really nature's superfood. You know, the vitamins, minerals, the fatty acids, the what we call terpenes that give it a flavor. Like terpenes give lemon a lemon flavor. You know, well, hemp has certain terpenes as well, and that's in addition to all the cannabinoids. CBD is just one of many cannabinoids in hemp, but arguably the most important.
How would you, so you've been using the fish oil in combination with the CBD products to help people with trauma to the brain and just your general patients as well?
You know, the one thing I discovered was I would have teenage patients with a sports concussion and dealing with them, and you know, come in with a parent, typically the mom, and I'd be talking about CBD and it's going to help in this way and help in that way, and the moms kept saying, well, I need to take that. And so that's how I kind of figured out that it really helps for that chronic stress and anxiety that just is prevalent in today's society.
Yes. And how do you, the question is, how do you get the CBD? We keep talking about that it's available, but you do not need to have a doctor like yourself prescribe it.
Well, that's, you know, before the break, we gave out the website pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and so you can get it over the internet. You can order over the internet, but Plus CBD Oil is also available in over 3,000 stores around the country. So they're at health food stores, holistic pharmacies, places like Mom's Organic Market and other places similar to that. And this is actually really big news, is that CVS and Walgreens just agreed that they're going to start carrying it in something like 12 or 18 different states.
Right. It's huge. I mean, this is really getting huge.
And it's growing quickly.
So if you've had a head injury in the past, Dr. Lewis, this is still appropriate to take now, even though it was in the past?
I deal with patients that, I mean, I've dealt with 70-some-year-old Hall of Fame football players. They obviously hadn't played football in 40 years, and so I found that it, you know, it can be incredibly helpful even years after a head injury. And, you know, I just saw a patient earlier today, and she described, yeah, you know, now that you sort of asking me these, I got knocked unconscious when I was 8 years old riding a bike. And I hadn't thought about it ever since. And so, you know, sometimes some of these things are in our past that we don't realize because we didn't go to the emergency room back then. You just, you know, shook it off and went back
and
played or whatever.
Absolutely. The dosage, you know, everyone says you have to find your own sweet spot. So you have to really, trial and error. And for some people, it's taking a little throughout the day. I know that if I'm going to be in a messy traffic situation, I'm not kidding, I take some CBD before I leave the house. I do.
I think that is, I do the same thing. If I know, for example, if I'm going to be giving a talk at a scientific conference, you know, that public speaking, even though I've done tons of it, you know, there's still that bit of anxiety.
Sure.
And
sure.
So I'll take some before that, you know, so it's good to know when you're going to be going into an anxiety filled situation, and taking some CBD beforehand can really help. It doesn't, you know, won't make you sleep. It just sort of helps you focus and be calmer. And, you know, if you think about it like a negotiation, you know, you don't want to be wildly out of control and angry, and that's exactly what CBD sort of helps reverse, helps calm things down. So it becomes a calm negotiation versus, you know, a fist fight across the table.
And we must always say, always, 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 that you will never, ever get high because there's no psychoactive ingredient in CBD. So no matter how much CBD you take, you will never get high from it. And that's a really important. We can't stress that enough, Dr. Lewis.
It really is important. There can be just trace amounts of THC and a full spectrum hemp extract, but by legal definition, it can't be any more than 0.3%. And most good products out there are less than 0.1%. I mean, that's like really almost non-existent, but not quite.
Okay. Awesome information. Thank you so much. Give out the website again, please, Dr. Lewis.
www.pluscbdoil.com. And I will throw out that if you go to Amazon and put in When Brains Collide, that's a book I published about 2 years ago that goes into a lot more detail about what we talked about today, When Brains Collide on Amazon.
Yeah, it's a great book. It's a really great book. Thank you so much for all the hard work you're doing. And on behalf of all of our brains, we thank you, Dr. Lewis. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z. I'm Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always,
smile. Though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking, when there are clouds in the sky.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.